something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
We debrief on our East Coast tour, girls.
We have the top five Valentine's Day jams.
And Luther Vandross drops by to sing the Entertainment Tonight theme a cappella. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
It's episode 58. Jonathan, how are you?
Bod, ba bod, bod. Bod, ba bod, bod, bod.
East Coast.
I'm good. How are you?
East Coast rip was best.
It was so fun. Let's start by saying this. Now that we're home, let's commit to a once a week pod. Enough with the holidays. Enough with the getting ready for my next birthday.
Yeah.
Once a week from here on in. We can even pick a day if you want, and we'll drop a pod once a week. Are you in?
I'm in, but if...
All right, I'm in too.
Tim's might be busy coming up here.
Well, then maybe what we do is release a live potty, like maybe one of the ones from our East Coast
Yeah, way. We'll figure it out for sure.
This is what I love. This is why I love pop culture. We were on the radio with Scotty Mars in Moncton, remember?
Yes, of course.
And somewhere in the back of my mind, I remembered that the lore around the song Enid had to do with what I thought was a waitress from Moncton. And the way I'd heard it was, they called her Enid because she worked in a diner, and Enid is dine backwards.
Yeah.
The phone lines light up, and this guy calls in and says, in fact, Enid was a waitress at Cheers.
That's
good to know. That was an important clarification, which was like a bar.
Yeah.
Much like the TV show of the same name.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I get back to the hotel, there's a text from the program director at the radio station saying, you'll never guess who showed up. Enid came to the radio station in Moncton to say, yes, I'm Enid. We didn't ever get a chance to hear if, they never really knew each other anyway.
Yeah.
But what a small town, small world, Maritimes, awesome moment that was.
It really was. And the fact that you remembered it and then in the right time, fired her on the radio, boom, she shows up with the sign.
I mean, we invited her to the show and we hoped she would come and maybe she was there, but that one started later than most. But it was awesome that Enid came out. We didn't ever get to, pursue their relationship, which I think we were both curious about.
Yeah, we wanted to know what happened, what kind of a date we're talking about.
Because we know he always thought that she fancied his brother.
Yes.
Like, it would have been good to get to the bottom of all of that.
Exactly.
But still, it was a really neat moment. And the whole East Coast tour, I mean, for me, it was like a homecoming week.
Yeah.
A couple shows at the Carlton in Halifax. What a great venue that is. If you find yourself in Halifax, stop by the Carlton because it's run by Mike Campbell, who you might remember is one half of Mike and Mike's Excellent Adventures.
Great
That's
show.
Heavy Canadiana.
Yeah. I remember going on there with him, but not, just after that when he was doing the awesome stuff for Much East.
Going coastal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's always a sweetheart of a guy, always invited you over to his backyard tiki lounge.
Yeah.
And I'm sure every musician in Canada has had a couple in his backyard. So he's a beauty for sure, definitely. And the fact
and the
that
neat
he's
thing is,
well there.
Or he just loves music, right?
Yeah. I mean,
he's just one of those guys that loves music and loves showcasing young bands. They're doing this real cool thing at the Carlton, he was telling us, where it's called Classic Album Night. And different people like Joel Plaskett is going to do Glass Houses by Billy Joel start to finish.
That's
like
classic.
Music for the sake of music. That's awesome.
And he seems to be doing well with the comedy there. He's getting more comedians. I think Mark Forward's got a show coming up there.
Yeah, Mark Forward and Steve Dillon are coming out to do an East Coast Swing. And if you've never seen either of those guys, you should go see them because they're two of my favorite people, but they're also two of my favorite comedians. They're good dudes.
Yes. Yes, Steve actually co-hosted a TNT on a Thursday.
Yes, once. He did.
So he's a solid bod for sure. Definitely.
And PEI, we're at the PEI Brewing Company there, and so many folks came out in Charlottetown, which was great. We didn't get to go to the Canton for egg rolls.
No.
Nor did we find out what Mr. Magic did with the eggs, girls, because he didn't come.
Didn't come.
But it's funny to be doing shows and having people yell that out. What'd you do with the egg roast?
I did have some Donair egg rolls with Al and the boys.
Walk us through how that happened and how that felt.
Well, it was just like the order. You order and they're like, I was thinking they had egg rolls and they just said, no, no, we got the Donair egg rolls. And I was like, oh, really? Because I already had the previous I had a Donair in Halifax and I had a,
like
4 hours later, had a real burning onion gut. And I was like, swore off it. But I tried the Donair egg rolls and they were a little salty. They weren't bad. They weren't great either. They were pretty good, though, I guess.
Do you put Donair sauce on them or do you put plum sauce on them?
I think you rock the plum sauce or the sweeter sauce.
Huh.
Yeah. So what do you... You should have some when you're...
Well, I'm confessing I've never had a Donair egg roll and I've never had a Donair sober. It's only at 2:30 in the morning. Like, you know what we should do is pound some Donairs right now.
Yeah. We remember the bowling alley?
Yes.
Did you ever go there? Was that a haunt as a kid?
Well, yeah, as a kid in Charlottetown, I used to go like for probably Big Brother's Big Sister's Bowl for Millions. Like it was that. And now it's called the Alley and it's run by my friend and they have, you know, fancy cocktails and nice lighting and it's at a bowling alley. It's a really cool spot.
Yeah, it is a pretty amazing hangout. Like you feel like it's, for me, it felt like it was 1985 again in a great way.
Yeah.
Just because you're in like the way that place looks. You could just get thrown right back, and you're pounding and jumping up and down to Chilliwack.
Well, 1985 probably was the last time I was in there, but I feel kind of badly because I have preserved my memories of PEI, which I guess is understandable based on when I lived there. So I still expect it in my heart and in my mind to still be very much the same way. Mm-hmm. The truth is, we went to the Merchant Man pub for lunch, some of the best beef stew I've ever had. Chef Lou there is a total bot. Nice. And does all of the food prep for Cavendish Beach Music Festival. There is so much going on in Charlottetown culturally and culinarily. The restaurants are banging. There's a lot of comedy. Our buddy Pat Ledwell came out to the show. He's a great writer, really funny performer. Mm-hmm. The Just Passing Through guys released season 2 of their comedy series. Like there's a lot going on. And as is often the case, I found this like with St. John's, for example, sometimes when you're isolated geographically, everybody really has to band together to get stuff done. Mm-hmm. And so it ends up making an arts community, like for the sake of making art. And I love that.
Yeah. And it was just the people again. I think we spoke about it being there, but that, again, we were kind of taken back to that old love and that you know, the real beauty of the people out there are the most important. It reminded me of being out in Saskatchewan, like some of the people are just really wholesome, real, sweet people. So,
well, and the so we had a show in Moncton at the Tide and Boar. The food was great. It's quite an operation they have there with a dinner theater, and we were playing, and there's a bunch of stuff going on there. And then we finished the tour in Freddy Beach, as the locals call it, Fredericton. Some buds from the Loyalist Rugby Club were playing in a pond hockey tournament. They called their team the Buds, and they were kind enough to bring us both jerseys of their team that say Buds on it.
Yes.
And that's how you know you've made it, man.
Exactly, when you have Buds playing for Buds and then bringing shirts. That's just spectacular.
There were probably, I don't know, would you say 200, 250 people in Fredericton on a Saturday night?
Yeah, it was
really, and it felt
it
great.
Was great. It was fun. We had a lot we were cracking up. I don't know what I think we laughed maybe more downstairs than upstairs afterwards.
I know, it was really funny. We got
to meet some of the actors that were in the play up in the other room.
In Moncton, yep.
Oh, and that
packing them in.
Remember in Moncton was good. There was some classic stuff that we're just the whole experience of being before and after, just hanging out and having some good old laughs too. It was like no different than when we're talking here and just start cracking up beyond. That was
going on. Well, we had a couple, especially on the drive. We were probably tired and had been overserved the night before. But the drive from my house, because you had a slumber party at my house.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You partied with Henry and you slept in Shug's bed and you saw the Slayers and everything.
Yes. And I swear, to get down those stairs, the Slayers, I don't think I would do it. Like,
it's steep, right?
It's steep, and then you're literally going into a wall at the end.
There's a log wall at the bottom waiting it's for like, you.
Almost like, go on the Slayers as a punishment.
Yeah, right.
It looks like you're just flying into it. Like, there's no stopping.
But 10 rips down the Slayers.
You say if you put your hands down and let it take you as opposed to fighting it.
Well, if you put your hands in your lap, the bottom will actually let you off pretty easy because the little launch at the bottom is pretty long.
Yeah.
That's so there's enough time to kind of slow it down a little bit. You're still coming off pretty hot.
Did you have any accidents with people ever?
Like, yeah. That? Someone came down head first. They were all banged up and came down head first. And I had another friend burn his forearm.
What happened to the guy?
Well, he said, no, I'm cool. I'll keep my hands in my lap. And then he tried to brace himself. And if you brace yourself, you're traveling at such a velocity that the wood will burn your skin.
So did the guy get his neck all burnt up?
No, he burnt his forearm because he was trying to brace with his forearm. You know how tender the skin is? I should take a video of myself on the Slayers and post it just to show how fast it is.
What about the guy with the face first? What happened to him?
Well, he kind of yard sailed at the bottom. Like, his head and neck came off first, and he kind of tucked, but then his legs hit the wall. The problem is, when kids come over, they all want to party on it. And I'm like, you don't understand.
Yeah,
I do not want to call your mom and say we're at Emerge.
Because the kids just whip down there, right?
Yeah, well, but they're light enough that they post up, they stop more easily. Like, with my weight, I mean, you saw the tray of cookies that was waiting inside the door when we got home. With my weight, I get going at quite a clip. So I have to put the brakes on pretty hard on the floor. And you can't wear socks because you need the foot stick. You're going to stick the landing.
Oh, man. So, like, I see a kid, like, a little boy comes over with big puffy pants and just gets on there and just rips down there and goes into that wall.
Well, kids want to rip up the stair, up the Slayers, and then come down, like, on their stomach, feet first, but upside down, like that stuff. It's only going to get worse. We should maybe try to make it into a Slayer aquarium or something. It's fast.
You gotta put some kind of like strips at the bottom to slow you down.
Well, we put 5 coats of industrial anti-slip on it. Like the stuff that restaurants use for snowy boots and stuff. Maybe we should have a rider. Maybe we should have a... you have to sign off before you go down.
Because
I don't want some kid's dad angry with me because their son's in traction for the whole summer. They still do that,
broken
right?
Ankles, misery styles.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates styles.
Oh, my gosh. Both ankles broken.
James Caan just ripping down your Slayers.
Brutal. But so far, no accidents.
So, I guess what's next on the touring front is we're probably going to hopefully do a West Coast little rip.
Little BC rip?
Little BC rip.
And I'd love to do a Newfoundland rip.
And a Newfoundland rip would be great.
But if we're going to both of those places, we'd have to do at least 4 shows to make it count.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, our buds from Fortunate Ones... Maybe they'd be around when we were in Newfoundland, and maybe we could partner up with them or something.
Yeah.
Juno nominees. fortunate ones.
They're bloated.
Nice folks. Andrew came out to the show at the Carlton, as did Rose Cousins. Like, all our musical bods were there.
Mark Critch was a good bod. He came on stage and helped us out at the Carlton.
Yeah, he did. It was great.
Isn't he fun?
It's really fun. I love when the spirit of Canadianity takes over and people are just shouting out questions and hopping up on stage. And
when I see Mark Critch coming up and he's got the Mansbridge Knowlton Nash tee on.
Yeah, he bought in. He was all in.
He's hilarious, man.
Yeah.
And then I forgot that he did that George Strombolopoulos skit, which is a gem of a sketch.
The hand talking. Well, we were talking about Mark doing George and Majumder doing Gian.
Yeah.
Because I think Gian Gameshi was actually a co-host on an episode of 22 Minutes.
Oh, he was?
And I think there's a thing where Majumder as Gameshi is interviewing Gameshi as Gameshi.
Oh.
That might be worth a Google. That might be worth a Google.
Oh, man.
What a donkey clinic that trial is.
Yeah, no, it is. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Just a bad... When you're in this position of watching something and knowing somebody, you don't like them. And then all of a sudden, there's obviously abuse allegations. And then the next thing you know, you're just hearing about the, trying to take the character out of the witness and the person for the next day and a half. And then all of a sudden, that's all people talk about is the after effects and the fact that they maintain connections.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how many times have we seen domestic abuse in our lives with, people around you or friends? And the mother is abused but comes back the next day like nothing happened. And there's nothing to think that there's something wrong with them or they're lying about it just because they're acting in a nice way towards them still, you know?
Well, I heard something kind of encouraging this morning, which was, and this will probably, at the rate it's changing, feel dated by the time this comes out. But I heard someone say in an article, the judge understands what happens in the wake of trauma. The Crown doesn't have to call a trauma expert to suggest that people might make decisions that seem curious in the wake of a traumatic event. He gets that.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, the Crown could run the risk of seeming like they're being condescending by parading these people in front of the judge. He's like, yeah, I know that. You don't have to talk down to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a few things that obviously have struck me. One is, as people have said, it's no wonder more victims don't come forward, because man, who wants to have their dirty laundry paraded in front of all of Canada?
Yeah.
The second thing is, to anyone who thinks that someone like Lucy did it for attention or Twitter followers, especially seeing what the last week has been like for her, that theory is just total garbage, especially because she doesn't gain anything. In fact, she loses things. The only thing she gains, hopefully in time, is the knowledge that she made it easier for the next person to come out. Now, some folks are suggesting that it's actually backfired and will ultimately make it harder. But I don't care. That was a really courageous thing that she did. And for us lay people, you and I have talked about this before, no one's disputing that he hit these women in the head. Like, that seems to be totally on the back burner, which for lay people who aren't legal experts, that seems so crazy because the rest of it is kind of smokescreen. And I don't think, I'd have to check, but I don't think you can consent to being hit in Canada anyway.
No, you can't be beaten or upside the head. I mean, that I don't know. we spoke to a member of the BDSM community, remember, on TNT last week, and he doesn't speak of any physical abuse like that, where it's just kind of shocking, the fact that when it happens, and all these allegations are kind of like to be dummied up by your ears, or, you know, choked to the point of, like, and when you don't even expect it, as opposed to like, okay, let's go, Let's do it. You don't do it in the park.
Oh, Henry's going off because Isaac's here to plow.
He's mad. Henry's all stoked. Is he angry or happy?
He's just kind of letting me know that Isaac's here to plow. This is the other thing. Obviously not in this context, but I think it's a pretty natural human instinct to want to circle the wagons back with someone that you've had a weird encounter with and kind of see, like, did that really happen? Or are you really that person? Especially if, as you read, it's like this switch was being flipped. There's nobody's disputing that he has the ability to be charming, or he has the ability to get inside your head and make you think that their rules had been established when they hadn't. As I said on the Late Shift last week, the BDSM community is so upfront about safe words and talking about the boundaries, and right, you have to have that negotiation going in. If you haven't had it, you can't consent to that.
No.
But maybe the most damning piece I've read on the whole subject was by Jesse Brown on Canada Land. Did you read it?
No, I did not.
The gist of it was, why would Gian keep a handwritten letter from over a decade ago from a woman he didn't date and didn't sleep with because he knew he would someday have to defend himself against all of these allegations?
Yeah.
So his theory was, and he'd heard it from another couple of women, where Gian said when these women confronted him, allegedly,
he would collect the
Gian said, look back through our texts. You consented to this. You wanted it. And this article says, again on Canada Land, that the pattern was if a woman pushed back, he would call them and say, look, fantasy is an important part of a relationship. I'm never going to do these things. We're just talking about it. So there was no record of that part.
Yeah.
But there was a record of the text saying, hey, we should try this stuff. It's fun to experiment. I don't think you can handle it. Kind of baiting them.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
Anyway, it's certainly trying to find an upside. It's certainly engaged or initiated a long overdue national discussion about what's okay and what's fair and what's cool and what isn't. And it does sound like the system has to be modified in some way. I'm not suggesting for a moment that these aren't very serious allegations and people that make them should have to prove it. That's absolutely true. But if someone burnt down your house and someone burnt down my house and we found out it was the same dude, wouldn't we trade texts that were like, yeah, I hope this piece of garbage pays? That doesn't seem crazy to me. No. I can track that logic.
No, at that point when you kept hearing person after person talking about situations and being
treated, hey, did you talk to the lawyer? I have a lawyer. Do you want to use my lawyer? Yeah. Like that doesn't seem crazy. But I get how in the eyes of the law, I get what the defense is trying, the case they're trying
for
to
sure.
mount.
Absolutely. It really is a, they work the line of the possibilities of thought, and it just stretches so far in one way when it's written, you know, brought and forth like that. And that's why Hanen's getting paid like she does, because she's probably the best at doing that, just kind of picking apart people's character and making people believe that this is falsehood based on their lifestyle or what they said or did, you know, or not even what they did.
Well, I think there's no question she's unbelievable at her job. And frankly, if these bombshells are coming out on the stand, it kind of falls to the Crown and to the police. Both the last two complainants, of which Lucy was one, have said they weren't really clear how the process worked. We thought we'd have another interview. We weren't really sure. The Crown and police maybe have to do a better job of prepping them or giving them more opportunities to remember things.
It's just been kind of weird in that regard. It just feels like it's the losing team for some reason. Everything, it's just they're being exposed. They're not really having anything to defend it. You know what I mean? It seems like there's just not a lot of understanding going along the Crown side. It's just all this stuff is just uncovering this, and it really, yeah, as you said, it makes it seem like they were unprepared, and they're just kind of getting bowled over.
Well, the debate that's going on right at this very moment is the Crown wants to call a fourth witness, and this is a friend of Lucy's who 10 years ago Lucy told that this had happened to. Mm-hmm. The Crown is arguing that the defense has mounted a case where Lucy is seeking the spotlight and trying to, you know, get ahead personally and looking to roast this guy. And the defense is suggesting that this friend's testimony, doesn't matter what she says, isn't relevant. The Crown's arguing that, well, actually, if she told someone about this when it actually happened, that kind of speaks to the fact that she wasn't, you know, she told this person in confidence. She wasn't doing it to seek the spotlight or whatever. So at this very moment, the judge is researching other cases to see if this should be admissible.
Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway, in conclusion, it's very courageous for anybody to come forward. It seems like the thing that we've learned maybe the most is, man, all your emails, all your texts, everything dating back 10 years or more, it's probably like the first wave of this, someone called a digital debris on trial, where they can sift through the rubble of your entire past. And I guess also, if you're going to do 20 interviews and you have discrepancies in your story between them, it'd be hard, you know. In this interview, you said it was cheesy. In this one, you said it was aggressive. Which is it? Well, it was kind of both. Yeah. Well, get your story straight. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easier to get tripped up in that way.
Yes. But next. And
anyway, time will tell.
Coming up, we have our top five Halloween. Jeez. This whole stuff has got me backwards. We've got the top five Valentine's Day jams.
So
ready
into
it. Valentine's jams?
I'm so ready. It also happens to be my anniversary.
Oh, it is.
7 years since Mrs. T gave up and resigned herself to a life with this big lug.
Aw, that's good.
Let's
stuff.
Take a break on TNT 58. We'll be back with our top five Valentine's Day jams.
Where's my beer chair?
Hello, Jonathan.
One of the funniest things that happened on our tour out east was the drive from my house to Charlottetown.
Yeah.
Because we were tired and the air was fresh and we were excited. And we started talking about Simple Plan. And we're talking about how, I mean, it's the same with British performers. How do they sing in perfect American English
like
when
Mick
their accents are
Mick
so
Jagger.
Thick?
Mick Jagger?
Yeah, what does Mick Jagger talk like?
He talks like this, very, very English.
Like upscale, super educated English?
Yeah, well, didn't he go to Oxford for his business or something ridiculous?
Did he?
Yeah, he's got like a crazy degree in economics.
Crazy.
He knows about it. That's why he manages the band himself.
Does he really?
Yeah.
This is, I mean, I think
we're
about
gonna
this
keep
all
the money,
time.
See? This extra 20%.
Right. Instead of giving it away.
Yeah.
I always think about that with like Southern American accents. I think we've talked about this before, how like, we're going to go ahead and operate on your heart. No, you're not. Not with an accent like that. Or I think like on the East Coast, like, we're going to go ahead and cut your head open, bud. You're going to take a quick look at your brain there.
That doesn't bug you?
Well, it's kind of, for some reason, it rattles your confidence, but it shouldn't. Let's go ahead and take a look at your hairs. Like if Mr. Magic was a surgeon. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and freeze your eggs, girdest. That way you can have a baby in 10 years if you want. It shouldn't undermine the credibility of someone who has a medical degree, but it kind of does. So we were talking about Simple Plan, and somehow we arrived at Simple Plan Soundcheck. Where it's Pierre, right?
Yeah.
Sings Pierre in Bouvier. Perfect... Pierre Bouvier. Is that a stage name?
No, that's...
Bouvier's a dog, right?
Yeah. The blue...
So Simple Plan Soundcheck sounds like this. Because we lost it all. Nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry. I can't be... I can hear too much drum in my earpiece. Now it's just too late, and we can't go. But yeah, I'm calling you. There's too much bass in the side filler. I'm getting some slap back. Could you turn him down a little bit? I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. I guess there's too much drum and you know, slap back dans le chambre. Sip. Like goes from super SoCal to Thetford Mines in two syllables.
Yeah.
I think there's a French.
It's not unlike André Philippe Gagnon. His ability.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking if it would be really funny if there was a Simple Plan cover band from Quebec called Le Plan est assez simple. And the only way you can tell the difference is they don't pronounce the T in perfect. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. That's how you know it's the French ones.
Change it. Yeah.
But I can. Could you turn them down a little bit? Have you met the masks?
Yeah, tons. Had lots of
times. Are they good dudes?
Yeah, they're great guys.
Hey, Dad, look at me. Think back and talk to me. Yeah, trop de guitar dans mon ears. Did I grow up according to plan? And you think I'm wasting my time doing things I want to do? Can I have more keys? But it hurts when you disapprove all along. What is that singing style? Who started that?
Orange County singing.
You can't change me. Can I get some more vocals in my ears?
I think it's the Green Day is probably the first where...
Oh, yeah.
It's like that kind of normal voiced singing. And then obviously Blink 182 was full on. Just like, I can't really sing, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it.
Huh?
Do it.
Do what?
Oh, I thought you were saying I can't really sing, but I'm going to anyway.
Oh, I wish I could, but that's just kind of like the... Just talking like this, normal, real simple, with a note.
Right. And my mouth's open wide, and I never close it. I'm singing just like those Green Day. Listen to the lyrics. I try not to think about the pain I feel inside. Did you know you used to be my hero? If Mr. Bouvier comes to a Simple Plan show, is he devastated? Or maybe he doesn't even know English. Like, Dad's, what did you think of the show? Bon, Pierre, I thought it was good, you know? Didn't really understand some of the word. That's probably best.
It's like the one song where you should throw your drink at me at the end of it.
Did you go to the bathroom during Perfect? No, I heard Perfect. It sounded good to me.
You gotta say like you're driving a Bentley, son. Why would I care? Why would I think that you haven't done well?
Right. Dad's, can I talk to you? Because we lost it all. Nothing lasts forever. Can I get a bit more triangle? What was the term? Slapback?
Slapback, yeah.
What is slapback? It's great in French. What is slapback?
It's when the when you hear the like slap of what you just hit at the other end of the arena, like in a big room, or sometimes a big gym. You hear like a big like comes back.
But there's
back
too much slapback in the side fill.
Sometimes that slap back is louder than what you just did.
And then could you turn up the bass in a wedge? Could you turn up the bass in the wedge, you said, and turn down the drum a little bit? I try not to think about the pain I feel inside. This is like, these lyrics, I know you've met them, but like Hallmark would be like, dude, it's a bit on the nose. Maybe it's LSL, Lyrics as a Second Language.
What's that?
It's LSL, Lyrics as a Second Language. So then from there, we started talking about how, because I was in French immersion, we learned all the same songs as you English folks, but in French.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
Vie McDonald à un film.
Oh, no.
Because the letters are different, and that makes sense. E-E-E-O. But where it gets weird is the sounds that the animals make somehow in French are different. You do one.
Like a neep neep.
Avec un neep neep you sit et un neep neep là. Ici un neep, what a neep, de la place un neep neep. Like, I don't know what animal makes that sound.
Do the wap. Wap.
Et sur son ferme, il y a un chien, E-I-E-I-O, avec un waf, waf, ici, et un waf, waf, là, ici, un waf, là, un waf, tout le place, un waf, waf. I remember from Luc va à l'école avec son chien Fido, waf. Like, what is waf? Even if the dog is French, it doesn't make a different sound. O-U-A-F, waf, waf.
The cat is mar.
Ma, ma. And the judgy sheep. And what is sheep in French? And agneau?
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
I'm going to look it up real quick. We thought the sheep would be judgy. Avec un bain. Ici, un bon bain. La. Mouton. The sheep has a 2-foot-long Gauloise cigarette and red wine teeth. And the sheep is like, bon, ben, avec un bon, ben, here, and then, un bon, ben, the sheep there. The sheep is so judgy. Avec un bon, ben, ici, et un bon, ben, the sheep, là.
Okay, you want to start this top five?
Yes, I do. Right after Luther Vandross on Entertainment Tonight. This is the last thing that we talked about on the drive. I remember Luther Vandross on Entertainment Tonight being interviewed by Mary Hart, and she said, "Can you sing us to break?" I was telling this to Tags. He didn't believe me. And we can't find it on YouTube. Good.
He proceeded to sing it for 2-3 days.
Entertainment Tonight. Do do da da da. Entertainment Tonight. Do da 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 do. Boo da 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 da. Entertainment Tonight. Entertainment Tonight. Smiling. That smiling soul styles. Looking at Mary Hart and she was swooning.
Grabbing her hand. He's like grinding up.
You say Mary Hart was like the town bike.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. Who told you that?
Alan Thicke said that. Said that on
really?
Jay and Dan pot.
Really? Did he ever, go heart to heart with Mary Hart?
I guess if he's saying it like that.
Entertainment Tonight. Dissolve to backstage in Mary Hart's dressing room. He pours her a mouthful of bourbon.
Alan calling her up. I want to come on the show. She's like, see you at the Beverly Hilton on Tuesday, then.
Whoa. Entertainment Tonight. It's a bad enough song anyway, but a cappella, it's the worst.
I could see him singing in the hotel room, too, coming out the bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Because it's finally ringing true that it is.
Mary Hart Tonight. Mary Hart Tonight.
No, he's just going with the brand because he considers it entertainment, right? Because it's entertainment tonight.
Gross. Entertainment Tonight. Hey, tell the people what Luther Vandross said.
No, what?
Remember?
The bus driver story?
Yeah.
What, really?
Oh, yeah, it's so great.
He said he had so many, he slept with so many women that he, and this is all hearsay from this bus driver. He said that he slept with so many women that he just was tired of it and he went to men. Like to mix
slept
it
himself
up.
Gay.
He said he fucked himself gay. That's what he said to the bus driver.
if the estate of Luther Vandross sues us.
You never know with bus drivers when they're telling the truth, but sometimes they can just make up a story just to get in somebody's bad books.
If the Vandross family sues us, somewhere in the documentation it will say, singing the Entertainment theme a cappella, and then he effed himself gay. That's the weirdest lawsuit ever. Vandross Estate versus Taggart and Torrens. No court of law in the world would find us guilty.
Yeah, unbelievable. That story Entertainment is so touchy.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
You just lifted the vault on some of these.
I know. Let's talk about Alan Doyliner, and we'll take a break, and then we'll do the top five.
So we're walking home from the radio station at the, what was the show called? The East Coast, East of the Dial?
Yeah, East of the Dial. With our bots from Q93.
Anyway,
C93.
We're walking from the station to our back to the hotel, I guess. And there's some uneven sidewalks isn't one of the minor issues with living on an island and with the wind or whatnot. I don't know why, but I tripped and did a whole roll right in front of Jonathan.
It was spectacular. It was like a stop, drop, and roll.
It was total doing like the TJ Hooker to get out of the way of something.
Stunt guy, yeah, barrel roll.
Yeah. And when I got up, I was like, oh man, I just Island Doyled right there.
And I didn't know that Alan Doyle was a term for falling on the sidewalk. It turns out it's not, but Jeremy made it up. And when I said why, he said I just pictured Alan Doyle falling and it made me laugh. And I feel bad, but it made me laugh too. So Alan Doyle as a verb for falling.
Yeah, like doing what I did because he's not getting hurt at all.
Whoa. Hey, are you ready for me to blow your mind?
Yeah.
Leafs what? Just traded Dion Phaneuf to the Senators in a 9-player deal.
No way.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Breaking news.
Like
on
breaking
TNT.
News. Phaneuf just Alan Doyled her to the Sens.
Wow. That's a
peanut big, brutal.
That's a relief.
Is it? Well, yeah, it's a relief for you guys. Trade also includes Matt Fratton, Casey Bailey, Ryan Rupert, and Cody Donaghy. In return, the Leafs get Jared Cowan, Colin Greening, Milan, is it McCulloch?
Yeah.
And Tobias Lindberg, as well as Ottawa's second round pick in 2017.
Nice.
No salary will be retained by either team on the trade. Wow.
This is all part of this rebuild.
Unbelievable. Gone.
Part of the
Phaneuf will wear number 2 for Ottawa. Well, that's fitting because he is number 2.
Number 2.
He's playing Smells Like It, right?
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were talking about the Alicia Cuthbert thing.
Jeez, no. Oh. Jeremy, no. We Alan Doyled her.
We did.
All right, bud. Let's take a break on TNT 58 and come back with our top 5 Valentine's Day jams. Hang on.
Fucking right, eh?
Hey, Jonathan. How are you doing? We're back.
Enough is Phaneuf. I am so relieved because Dion, it was rumored, might be going to the Oilers.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Because he's a hometown boy.
Yep.
And we do need a defenseman. And I was really already trying to figure out how I would manage that.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to worry about it.
What do you do
it?
If your favorite team gets your least favorite player in a trade?
It's a bummer, man.
Bum city.
But like I was able to see past Phaneuf. Like he was playing better this year than he had in the past. But he's still just, it's more the other stuff that you're like annoyed by. Just kind of the, you know.
Not a leader. Not a likable sort. It's such a big hockey market. He's short and chippy with the media, right? Mm. It just wasn't happening.
Yeah, you know, it's good. Hopefully, the things are going to be changing in Toronto for the better. I just find it hard to believe, but if they actually do get some big wigs like the Stamkos or a few more players that are actually in the idea of a true rebuild, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, really, it's if the Leafs are good, it's good for hockey, and I'm, you know,
no, totally.
not a fan, but it's good for the game if the Leafs are good.
Are you ready for the top five Valentine's Day jams?
I'm so friggin' ready. It's bananas. I'm doing something a little different. I'm just talking on the phone. I don't even have my headphones plugged in, and I just feel like I can hear you better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all dialed in.
Okay, so let's go with the first jam.
Okay.
Would you like to just hear it?
Well, who are we?
Well, we can be... it's Valentine's.
Okay.
So this would be... you know, the times when there's heartbreak?
Yeah. Can I set the stage?
Sure.
We work in a restaurant together.
We could go to the reality of this song. The true okay. meaning.
Does this work? We work in a restaurant together. It's Valentine's Day. It's the end of the night, and we used to date.
And you're leaving me for a CFL player.
Okay.
Okay.
My name's Terry Ann.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
My name's Dan.
Okay. It's the end of Valentine's Day night, and they were surrounded by romance, but the harsh reality is coming out.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Terry Ann.
Hey, Terry Ann.
Dan, I'm sorting silverware. What is it?
I was just wondering if... I know you told me it's all over, but is it really true?
Dan, it's been a long night. We've been over this and over this. It's...
Well, how can you do this to me on the Valentine's Day?
Dan. Oh, God, Jesus, Dan. Turn off the stereo. The restaurant's closed.
This is my song, and you know what it's about.
Just because it was recorded by the brother of the guy who wrote Book of Negroes doesn't mean that it's going to work for me. Because you know that's my favorite book, and you know this is my favorite song, and I know what you're doing, but it's Dan, it's over. I've left you for a tight end.
I'm just beginning to see the real you.
Dan, don't throw cheesy lyrics at me.
Remember, though? You remember?
Of course there were parts of things that you did to me that I remember. But that doesn't mean there's any future for us. That's in the past.
Remember when I was fixing the kitchen and we had to go to Giant Tiger for some items and you gave me that kiss in the back by the hammers?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Just think about that.
Do you remember how we got that dish rack, and it was orange, and you were like, why do they make orange dish racks? Yeah. And we laughed, we near died. I mean, literally, in a train accident.
We can get more dish racks, too.
I think one rack was enough.
Why a CFL player, though, of all guys?
Because he's a good catch, Dan. It's just he has a future. You're a bus boy at Olive Garden.
I'm gonna be huge with this song though.
Dan, let me be honest with you. There's nothing wrong with being a bus boy at Olive Garden. It's just that you're about to retire and you've been here for 45 years. There's more to life than breadsticks, Dan.
I'll always love all our time together, but I gotta go.
I'm letting you go.
I'm going to look to get a job at Big Steel Man.
I'm giving you wings, Dan. Off you go then.
And then
I think that was important.
He made millions on the song.
I think it was a really important conversation that they had.
Sure.
And I feel good about him, because sometimes the end of something good is the start of something great.
Yeah, because he's Dan Hill. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Going to be rich.
Doesn't care anymore. Do I or don't I have the CD of Dan Hill's greatest hits?
Just do yourself a favor and look at the Dan Hill when that song came out, and he may or may not look like the Geico caveman more than the Geico caveman.
Answer the question.
What?
Do I or do I not have the CD, Dan Hill's Greatest Hits?
100%, yes, of course.
Yes, I do.
It's got it's like the Canadianity ballads wrapped up.
That's correct, I do.
80 to 85.
Make me want to be a father.
Okay, you ready for this next one?
Yes.
There, one of us can be the wanted to be more than friends, and the other one is just kind of really wants to be bods.
Okay, I want to be more than friends, and you put me in the friend zone.
Okay.
My name is Tracy, but I'm a dude.
All right. And I'll be Martine.
Martine, and are you a lady or a dude?
I'll be a lady.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes. Hey, Martine?
Yeah?
Can I talk to you for a second?
I'm right here.
I've just,
There's nothing you can say to me in front of me. And that anybody here can hear, so it doesn't matter.
I just have been doing
you know,
a lot of
I work at a deaf institute, don't you?
Well, that's why I'm signing, so forgive me if I speak a little slowly. I've been thinking a lot about us lately. I know that we're great friends, and just like a new house, it wouldn't survive without a solid foundation. So I've been thinking that maybe what you and I have is really, we are in a relationship, it's just that we don't neck. We don't neck. That's the only difference.
I understand that you're like happy to hang out, but I like to be out there and play, hang out. But like, this is different. I don't really think about you that way.
I know, but I guess what I am asking you to do is think about me in a different light, in a different, how do you sign the word light again? Do I just point to a lamp or something?
Just don't worry about it. Stop.
Think about me in a different.
Don't do that.
This Why?
Is like just you're making yourself look silly. There's not when somebody like you got to think about me too. Like if I don't feel something for you, then you can't expect it to change that, don't you?
Martine, I as your friend, am going to ask you to do me one favor. Close your eyes and open your mouth.
No. Get off
Why?
Me.
It's Let me enough. Pour some sugar
this
on
is
your
totally
mouth pillows.
Inappropriate behavior. Everybody can see you.
Please. Close your eyes, open your mouth, and stick out your tongue just for 10 seconds.
It's disgusting. Goodbye.
I'm leaving. Let me suck your tongue.
No.
And you tell me if you still don't feel anything. Please.
You're getting kicked out right now by two big Berlin dudes.
Brutal. He thought so much about that, and he really thought it was on.
So he just figured, like, maybe I just want to kiss her once, and then I can...
Well, it's a Hail Mary. Like, in his mind, he was thinking, if I kiss her once, it'll be undeniable.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's insane. That's even more insane, too, when you're thinking of, like, when the person's not into it at all.
Oh, my gosh. Elton John, Dionne Warwick, who else?
You ready?
Who else was in that one?
In what?
Who else was in That's What Friends Are For?
Oh, Stevie Wonder.
And? Was it Carole King or someone like that?
I don't know who else is in there. It's just Stevie Wonder playing the harmonica and Dionne Warwick crushing it. Is there someone else?
Luther Vandross.
He's not in there.
Never thought I'd feel this way.
Okay, ready for this next one?
Yes.
This is just, what, a couple of bods?
Sure.
Lonely dudes?
Yep.
That don't have girlfriends?
Yeah, trying to make Valentine's Day, like, it's not even a thing, but you can tell they really care.
Okay. I'll be Colin.
And I'm Rick.
Hey, Rick.
What is it, dude?
What are we supposed to do today other than watch all these sappy losers kiss each other
kidding?
And act all stupid?
Let me tell you something about Valentine's Day, or VD. This is a holiday manufactured by greeting card companies, and I, for one, am not going to line their pockets just because they're telling me who I'm supposed to love on one day of the year.
Yeah, it's totally
so
like...
It's so stupid.
It's so lame, like, how everybody's got to pretend they love each other more.
So lame.
It's one day different. So what does that mean? The day after, you, like, get into a fight automatically?
Right.
Because there's no way you could be that happy about
Bingo.
Being together?
Boom. Exactly. Yes. Thank you. Finally, someone said it.
And flowers, like...
I know, right?
Flowers. Spend $200 to say, hey,
do you know,
about
I bet
you today...
I bet that the chocolate and the flower industry are like the ones behind, and the greeting card industry are the ones behind this farce of a holiday.
They only do it, like, they only get flowers for people, like, because they, like, there's always someone who's single living there, so they have to watch it. That's what it's just to rub it in your face, like, hey, you don't have anybody, just letting you know in case you don't.
Yeah,
you have to see these flowers and getting. Chocolates in the front of my house.
And so what if I don't have someone to rub it in my face? That doesn't mean I don't count as a person.
Tell you what I do is I grab those chocolates and rub it in both of their faces.
Do you know what I'll do is buy some chocolates if and when I feel like it and eat them with my mouth if I'm hungry for chocolate. Thank you. No one
maybe
is telling
just like,
me.
I'll grab some of Mama's tomatoes and throw them at their face and take the chocolates and eat them all right in front of them. Eat everyone in front of them.
I was having this conversation with this girl who's just started working at Muffins this week, Melissa.
Yeah.
She works at Muffins.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not going to let people tell me what to celebrate. And I was like, oh, I do want to have dinner with me. And she was like, no, but her point was a good one.
I'm telling you, it's just big, like... Being in a relationship is just a whole hoax to spend money on Valentine's and New Year's and stuff. People don't like
it's
they're
just
so
a
stupid
day.
They can't figure out that it's way cooler to be by yourself with like
Thank
nobody
you.
Cares
yes.
about you. Like,
do you know what I'm celebrating?
It's way
love
better.
Myself Day. I'm gonna turn in for the night and love myself.
I do that all the time, dude.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Nothing.
Anyway, dude, it is what it is.
That was good.
You know those dudes, they protest too much.
Oh, it's just sour grapes all day.
Let's do some...
Like, who is it, Eddie Harris and the other guy in Goodfellas, or... Glengarry Glen Ross when they're hanging out just complaining about everybody.
That's great. Like,
two chocolate donuts. Okay. We're going to jam on this next one. You ready?
Yeah. Let's be two women who have been together for 40 years on Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
My name is Karen.
You're Karen and that's who we are?
Yeah.
Karen. I'll be Melinda.
Melinda?
Sure, Melinda.
Okay.
I picked a song for us. Open up your card.
Melinda, you didn't.
I did.
Bette Midler?
Yeah.
Oh, this card is beautiful. It has a horseshoe on it. You know that's my favorite symbol.
Can you don't close the card or the song will stop. You gotta leave it open. It's a whole
song. How does that work? I mean, rights-wise, did Bette Midler get money for this card?
Well, if you look at the back, don't open it. Leave it open, but look at the back. It's her face is on it.
Just stay still for a second.
The Bette collection.
Stay still. Shh.
Hallmark.
Shh. Let me look at the sunshine on your face.
Oh, thanks.
Do you know what? Can I tell you something?
What?
Every one of those creases and cracks, repairs, pimples, acne scars, other scars on your face, we've earned those together.
Yeah. Just like every one of your cracks and your big flab and sags underneath your parts, too, just makes you look a little bit older, but I can still kind of see the good friend in behind all that gashy, messed up skin.
Do you know what? Your spare tire, your smelly feet, your inadvertent gaseousness, those are all the things that make you and all the reasons that I love you after all these years.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love you almost as much for the... The ass-splattering shits that you always have.
What a shame. Why did it go there? They love each other.
And clean your fucking walls.
I don't care if you only have two fingers on one hand, you're missing an eye, one of your nostrils has been sewn shut, and you have partials. You're mine.
None of that tops your exploding asshole, my dear.
I don't care if you smell like carrot soup that's been in the fridge for a week. You're mine. Probably because no one else will take you. Get over here, you big lug.
Let's play Scrabble.
Okay. Take off your down vest. Let's settle in for the night. We're not going anywhere.
16-word score for whore.
What a strange ending. I love them. Karen and Mark. Was it Martine?
No, Melinda.
Melinda. I love them. Are they? It's hard to tell if they're teasing each other or those are full digs.
You started it.
Yeah. And then they neck by the fire at the lake. Oh.
That was good. We got one more, man.
Oh, it's so good. All right, let's do it.
Okay, this is what? Julius?
Sure.
Working at the Julius?
Yeah. Should we do Salvatore and Briashley for old time's sake?
Really? Okay.
It seemed to me they were celebrating Valentine's.
Oh, yeah, okay, for sure.
This is it.
She quit the white spot to get away from him.
Perfect.
And he just got a job there today on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
She's like, oh my God, he's here now. He's in a managerial position too, so he has some authority, okay?
And he has to keep his hair up in a ponytail neatly.
And she's working the cash because she's just old enough to work there, right?
Aww.
6 months.
So they work together?
Yeah. So it's first day on the job, but she left the white spot to work there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'll start as the manager introducing the new employee to her.
Literal stalking.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Briashley, do you have a second?
Yes.
I'd like to introduce you to somebody who's going to be... head office has given me more responsibilities kind of at other shops, so I'll still be here, but I'll kind of be helicoptering in.
Yeah.
I have hired someone to be my replacement. You'll be working under him, directly under him, and his name is Salvador.
Oh.
And I know I can count on you to be professional and listen to whatever he says. What is your name again?
Oh, no.
What was your name again?
You know my name, you... It's Briashley.
I can explain. Let me explain to your face.
No, again, you can't...
I brought you a taquito from Irving as a peace offering.
Oh, thank you.
Why won't you look me in the face?
Okay, what's let's seriously, like, if you're here, you gotta stay away from me.
I will stay away from you. Let us just share one thing. Why can't we share the butterfly laughter?
What?
The butterfly laughter, the mysterious ingredient in the Orange Julius.
You butterfly laughter.
Butterfly laptors. How did you pronounce? Butterfly laptors.
You put it in, look, see this big bag of powdered sugar? It says butterfly laughter on it. You pour that in there.
Butterfly laptors.
In the vat.
Can I ask you a question, Brashley? Do you remember when we used to apply like butterflies and we shared laptor?
No, I remember you used to hoard and float around the kitchen when I used to be working out. At the white spot, I remember you used to, like, every time I look around, I'd see you looking at me, you creep.
Let the past be that past. Well, let's start again. Let me introduce myself. My name is Salvatore. What is your name?
Brashley.
Brashley, that's such a pretty name.
Yeah, well.
It's such a pretty name for a girl with a tiny waist.
Okay. It's enough of that. You're starting
already.
Can you
please show me how to make a strawberry Julius?
Here, look, it's already poured in the thing up here, and you just put the cup here, and you push the button and pull this thing. And look, here it comes out, but you tip the glass a bit so it doesn't froth up too much there. And then it's it.
You can just put in one more ingredient?
What?
Put in some memories of you and me and see how that tastes.
Yeah, it doesn't taste. It actually kind of gives it a grassy taste.
It's okay. You take your time. Everything takes time. I don't understand your Orange Julius ways, but I will in time.
I think you should go back in the back and start working there.
Do me a favor. Just don't tell your dad that I'm working in this place.
I think I should tell my dad.
Okay, you take your time. You will take your time. We will be friends again. And maybe friends with benefits. We will see. No need to rush things again. Happy Valentine's Day. I think there's hope.
I like how it just canceled out during that stupid keyboard solo horn thing.
I think there's hope for them.
Yeah, I think so too. You think, hey, eh?
Let's take a break on TNT 50 and come back to wrap it up, want to?
Ashley was out the back door already at the end.
You're not kidding, and he was waiting for her.
Yikes.
Let's take a quick break and be back to wrap it up on 58. No, I'm serious.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
That last song was Alphaville, Forever Young, and the singer...
I know, I'm slow dancing at Skate Country in Charlottetown.
Singer looks like Jaromir Jagr, and maybe, I'm trying to think, might be him. Because he's still killing it.
Wouldn't that be a major pop culture face melter?
Oh.
Jaromir Jagr was the lead singer in Alphaville.
Anyway, you know, I had a couple hits or whatever with them. I don't even know more than two. And then just starts ripping it up in the NHL.
Wait, two? What was the other one?
Huh? I don't know. I was just being nice, maybe.
I feel like they were the one
Big in Japan.
Wondrous.
Is that a song?
I don't know.
I think Big in Japan.
I might have to go to the Google.
Big in Japan was a song they had.
Crazy. Good chat, bud.
Yeah, good chatting with you. That was a good time.
And we're going to drop another episode in a week.
Yes.
That's our promise to you, buds.
It's our promise to you, buds.
Every week. In fact, we should have some kind of penalty if we don't. It's scary.
Like what, we slap each other?
Yeah.
We have to do maple shots.
Yeah, that's a good one. You can walk up to us and slap us on the street.
we might have
crazy.
To let the people throw it out there.
Yeah. What do you want from us if we don't do it every week?
Yeah.
Hold us to a high standard. We can take it.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, bots.
Thanks, bots.
Hey, Jeremy, talk to you next week, bot. Doom, gong, gang, go, ki-doom, gong. Ju, bong, bong, sa, tang, do, re, doom, bong, bang, tika, doom, tao, re.